back on downtown. Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Time for us to welcome in Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Hi there, Eric.
Hello, here I am, feeling very bad about my jaded sense of humor this morning when I requested that song. Oh, gosh.
It's okay.
But that said, that voice always puts you in a good mood, so I'm conflicted, you know.
It's us, so, you know, it works.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You know, it's... So, hi, everybody. Just to fill everybody in. So, welcome to Message in the Bottle. We are a little prematurely. It is the 31st of last month, but we're heading into next month. And as I am going to be missing one of the Tuesdays this month for other very, very important things, we're going to start in on next month, California. Oh, California's on fire. California is this morning. And I started to think someone was probably watching something like what they're witnessing today as they were writing that. And then it occurred to me that I don't think they were witnessing quite what we're seeing these days. The epic catastrophe that is global warming slash what we are seeing on the global pandemic level is it is wreaking havoc on the wine industry, and I'm sure pretty much every industry, like I cannot believe. I over the past couple of weeks have been stunned to see what measures people are resorting to in terms of having to commit to vintages in the future, having to write off vintages of the present. It's going to be a rocky road for wine lovers for the next couple of years. I know I kind of started that way last week, but I hate to be so dire. We're going to talk about California. California is going to rebound. California is going to rebound because California is unbelievably vast and fertile, and they can rebound in a way that a lot of other places can't. But my goodness. Anyway, speaking of disasters, Cam Newton's available.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Well, do you think
poorly
he'll land?
Timed football joke.
Will he land anywhere? What do you think?
No, I think he's done. I think he's done. I think the legend of the headless horseman dies in New England. I think he was past his prime 4 years ago, and it's not his fault. It's just he was more of a flash in the pan than a long term successful quarterback, and his replacement has the ability to do that because replacement has the ability to protect himself within a pocket that exists. So that should be very, very, very interesting. If I were a Patriots fan and not merely a Patriots observer, I would be thrilled. Moving on, back to wine. So over the next month, that month being September, not the end of August, we'll be talking about California, what makes it famous. At some point, Bruce Pratt and I are going to join forces and talk about this, about one of the godfathers of the California wine scene, Andrei Chelychev, who headed up Beaulieu Vineyards. But basically, the story of California in terms of the wine scene is sort of the story of America. And this is, it's particularly relevant in the aftermath of what's going on in Afghanistan, in the aftermath of the former political administration turning away immigrants. The California wine scene was entirely birthed on the back of immigrants. It was people coming over, trying to escape whatever they were trying to escape, and bringing with them the ethos of the old world, not only the old world winemaking capabilities, but also just work ethic in general. It was and remains a land of vast opportunity, as I was mentioning. It's fertile where you want it to be fertile. It is slightly inhospitable, which is where you would want to put a wine region, in all the right places. It's huge. I mean, we in Maine sort of chuckle, and you know, when people come here and they, oh, you got to travel, you know, 4 hours to Fort Kent. California is enormous, and it's all available to people who want to go out and deal with it. Yes, there are higher prices in certain places and lower prices in other places, but you can basically go anywhere and find places, especially the places, again, that are less fertile than you'd want, and try to grow grapes there. It was made famous, as I said, on the backs of immigrants, and marketed beautifully from basically the late 70s up until today. And we'll go through all of this, and as I said, hopefully Bruce and I will get together at some point, if not this month, soon, and talk about some of the seminal members. But I always remind people what really made it famous, what brought it into the national eye, was an event in 1976, May 24th, in Paris, when there was a British man by the name of Stephen Spurrier, who was portrayed quite poorly by one of my favorite actors in the movie Bottle Shock. Stephen Spurrier went to Paris, and he said, and he had been doing this for quite a while, and again, we'll talk a little bit more about it, because there was a little bit more involvement behind the scenes of the California glitterati trying to get into the French wine scene. But basically, he held this wine tasting at the Hotel de Ville in Paris, and California Wines Blind came out on top, with several French wine critics saying, ah, you know, this is French wine, finally back to French wine. And indeed, it was California Wines, brought, by the way, in the suitcases of several of the members of these wine tours that were set up in anticipation of the aforementioned André Chelicheff coming over to France and leading all these sort of California glitterati on these tours of old world vineyards. It was a really big deal. It was like, and what was on, I want to wait for Bruce, but what's really funny is it was sort of a tennis wine connection. It was like this, folks who went to the country club, and it was basically set up as, wouldn't it be lovely, Bunny, to go over to France with someone who knows it? And that's it. For better or worse, it brought California Wines onto the world stage, and then it got ugly for a little while. Then we got the movie Sideways, and it's kind of slightly self-corrected. I'm sure I have little time to no time left.
Two minutes. So
2 minutes. Oh, wow, indeed. Well, very good. Let me get back to modern day. We started out with fires. I kind of want to do a little fire update, just in case anybody's wondering about the majority of the bad fires in California right now are not in places that you've probably heard of, but they are just south of and in Oregon, where like the Knights Valley, et cetera, are. So that is actually threatening a lot of the wonderful Pinots, Pinot Gris, Pinot Noir, that are, you know, that reach down into Northern California and Southern Oregon. I'm not exactly sure if it's going to affect this particular vintage in like the Napa, Alexander, Amador harvests, but many, many indications from my friends in California indicate that they're worried, but not super worried. But I would just say that it's very troubling. It's very troubling that every year now I'm having to look at fire maps for this annual update on California. Like COVID, believe in the science, folks, because it's more real than anything else I've ever seen in my life. So I'm being played off. Be well. I'll join you all next week for more on California.
We look forward to it. See you then, Eric. Have a good week.
Cheers.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the Bottle every Tuesday on Downtown.